A new study in Nature has teased out the voyages that Pacific peoples took by studying present-day genomes. The study estimates that voyagers from Samoa, Fiji and Tonga first migrated to Rarotonga around the year 830. The researchers identified rare genetic traits present on only some Pacific Islanders in order to trace ancestry and migration routes. Lead author Alexander Ioannithis, a research fellow at Stanford Medical School, is with us. Kia ora, thank you for being with us this morning. Talk us through some of these findings.
Hi, it's great to speak with you. Well, we found a very interesting series of founder effects, which is what happens when a small group of people founds a new population, which is what happened with some of these islands and the long voyages in between them. And we were able to trace using that the settlement map, basically, with the order and the branching pattern for the original settlement of the vastly separated Polynesian islands. One of the interesting things that we did find in this is a connection between those islands with these very, very large megalithic statues. You're familiar with the ones on Easter Island, but there are also statues in a few other islands, very, very widely separated, but it turns out all genetically connected.
So genetically connected how?
So it turns out that these islands with the megalithic statues, and it's Easter Island, the Marquesas, and Revave, they're separated by over 2,000 kilometers of open ocean, each of them from the other. But the peoples on those islands, even today, have the signature in their genomes of coming from the same founder population that emerged out of the Tuamotu archipelago and settled each of these groups around the same time in the Middle Ages, around the 1100s.
How were you able to do this research? Because is this DNA samples from when exactly? Because DNA has that annoying way of sort of degrading and then you can't get information out of it.
That's true. So these are all samples from individuals who have lived in, you know, live today, which I think is fascinating. It shows that they are connected, their stories are physically connected to their ancestors who came to those islands. And they carry the story in their DNA, which I just think is fascinating. Often people study DNA that comes from ancient bones, which is much harder to get data out of it because it degrades, of course. But I think the image that really we today have the story of our ancestors, written in us is really fascinating. We collected this DNA in various trips to the islands. And basically, I can give you Easter Island as an example. So that was done from Stanford. And we went down there and gave a presentation to the community, those who wanted to come and see what the research would be about. And then those who were interested could come later and read the consent forms and decide if they wanted to participate. And it's quite simple. Then you spit in a tube, and then we sequenced the DNA. And then we brought the results back actually to Easter Island. We made another trip there to make sure that they knew what we were finding before we publicized it.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Lead author Alexander Ioannithis there from Stanford Medical School talking about this new study in Nature.